This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
Sponsored by Callisto.fm. Do you produce shows for the internet? Do you really know if anyone is watching or listening? Find out soon at Callisto.fm/beta to sign up and be the first to find out what happens after the download.
We're going to start off right on hot and heavy. Jack, good morning.
Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
And you are Don, nice to meet you.
Good morning, sir.
You were here bright and early.
I was. You know, you never know what the traffic with the taxi line is going to be like. So.
Right. So you got to see the kind of the mayhem around here before. Did it look like
it was pretty smooth?
Pretty smooth.
Yes.
No yelling too much?
I was impressed. No beatings. Everything went well.
Well, it's early. It will happen.
Yeah, later in the day, right?
Right. So you're with Kids Gear.
Yes.
And you were here last year,
yep.
And you got some great products. And so let's talk about Kids Gear and what you guys got this year for the show.
Sure. And as you mentioned, we were here last year, and we only had two products. And this year, we've added another product to our lineup. We started back originally about 8 years ago. My wife started the company, and my child's on the front of the box. So we have a vested interest in this company. But we started with the whole concept of building specifically designed children's headphones. So the ear cup size is very small, if you will. The headbands fit. It's ages 2 to 12. But this year, we really wanted to get into the world of volume limiting and...
Oh, go ahead. Don't worry.
Sorry. Volume limiting and... just protection, if you will, of children's hearing and listening environments. With the proliferation of all the iPods and iPads out there in the world, more and more children are becoming audio enabled. And all of those products, most of them ship with earbuds, for example, which are actually very bad for children's hearing. They direct the sound right down the ear canal. And what that does is obviously damage the hearing. And once your hearing is damaged, it's not regenerative. It does not come back. And so we've put out a new line. This is our volume limited Kids Gear headphones featuring the Kids Control technology built into it.
Why don't we put that right up in
right
front?
There?
Yeah,
okay.
Let's switch to
switch
the
cameras and
camera
get
view.
A close up of that.
There we go. And what this is oh, that's my bad. I'm sorry about that. What this is a product that now is sold within the Apple product stores. It is compatible with all of the Apple products. It has a built-in remote inline mic and remote, so you can double click, jump to the next track. You can talk if you're using an iPhone, for example. And it's doing great right now. It was a big hit during the Christmas sale season, as you can imagine, and we expect it to kind of supplant the sales of the original because now it's got that extra feature built into it.
So tell me, how does it go about limiting the volume that actually the kids are hearing?
Well, that's a good question. It's a very complicated question, actually, because sound is based on pressure. And so you can do a kind of modification to the audio signal before it hits the speaker. And what it does is it actually takes the maximum output of a normal headphone down by about 20%, which puts it into about the 80 to 90 decibel range. That's considered the safe zone for children.
So let me ask you another question.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a child, which I don't anymore, mm-hmm. but if they were to put these on right out of the box, mm-hmm. I know that I'm safe. They're not going to have the ability
That's
to make
right.
it so loud that it's blasting out.
That's right. It
okay.
will, no matter what you crank the device to or even the up plus arrow on the volume, it stops it and caps it, if you will, at about 80 to 85 decibels.
Okay, that's real important.
Yes, and it is probably the safest headphone, certainly safest sold within the Apple stores. It's probably one of the safest, if not the safest, on the market right now.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm under the impression that you know, young kids, as they're developing, it's even more critical for them to have their ears protected.
That's right.
So that if you're getting your children who are young in age, mm-hmm. 4, 5, 6, 7, you know, up to what, about 14, 15?
Yeah, we started the demographic at about 13 years old.
Okay. So at that point in time, it's too late. So these
yep.
devices are, I think, critical
yep.
When you have little kids and they're, you know, everybody's used to blasting the iPods
oh, yeah.
and the iPads. And as yeah. I mentioned to you earlier, I have a cousin who has triplets. They're 4 years old, yeah. and for Christmas, their mom got them iPads, and they love it. They're walking around mm-hmm. blasting stuff. And,
yep.
you know, my cousin said, geez, I can hear the volume coming out of the headset,
oh, yeah.
out of their earphones, and I'm watching TV, you know, on the couch. He said, it's going to hurt their ears. I said, yes, it is. So this is just a perfect device for that type of protection.
So what's the next product you have? Is this basically inline?
These products here are two separate cables with the built-in volume kids control technology in them.
That's
so
awesome.
Let's say you went and bought one of those other headphones from somebody and you actually, you know, didn't think to buy the kids gear headphones, you can buy the cable in
that's,
an aftermarket situation,
great.
Plug it in, and it also does
now,
the same thing.
Now, will they work with the earbuds?
Yes, they will.
Okay, now, would you agree that earbuds are probably not the best for young children?
Yes, earbuds are any earbuds of any style direct that sound down the ear canal, as I said. It really is a damaging thing.
Okay, that's important
yeah.
for people to know.
But you know, if you purchased them and you're going to do that, you can use these with them. And this
that's
is a this is a splitter cable because so often, you know, the average household has 2.1 kids. I don't know what the 0.1 is, but the splitter cable works great when you have one audio jack on your iPod and you want two kids listening on the headphone.
So I guess what we should probably talk about a little bit is the price point
right.
and where they can find these now.
Okay. So all of our products are carried online, of course, from our website, which is www.gear4kids, and there's a Z on the end of there. And, of course, the Apple products are carried at all the Apple stores
right.
nationwide. These products are sold on Amazon.com, Buy.com, several other online retailers. So the price points start at the least expensive being our standard one, which is $19.99. Our wireless headphones are $29.99, and the Apple product is also $29.99. These two cables down front, the splitter cables and the volume limit cable, which can be used with any headphone, not just ours, are $9.99 a piece.
Outstanding.
Well, there's really no excuse for you people not to at least have the extensions. I mean, if you have existing gear that you want to use, I can understand that, but
it helps the kids protect their ears.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
which is
the
important.
Main thing.
That
absolutely.
Is the main thing. Right. Safety for the children.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that's been our focus on all of our
yep.
products. So.
Yep.
In size and comfort.
Well, Jack, I know we got interrupted
yep,
halfway
no
through the interview, and thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me. It's always an adventure at CES, right?
That's
absolutely.
Right, it is. And being the first one in the tank today, it's we didn't expect that to happen right away. That normally happens after like 2 days of running normally.
But. Well, it's all good, and I appreciate you having me on.
Jack, thanks
so much.
Thank you very
coming.
Much.
Thank you. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
So what we can do is we took care of our first two sponsor spots during the hour. Let's go ahead and talk about
let's do it.
Talk about Clisto.fm. I tell you,
they have some cool stuff coming down the road.
It's coming. That's the key. It's not here yet. So if you're a media creator like me, or of course like Don, really we want to know what the audience thinks and what they're doing.
It's critical. It's critical information.
And it really helps you decide where to take your show and where to build. And because if you have a big bump all day, one day you're talking about a certain type of product, well, maybe you ought to talk more about that product or more about that type of a category. So the folks at Clisto.fm are going to be coming out with a brand new analytics package. And they're basically saying this is going to be an analytics package that's going to help you to determine what happens after the download. Also, what's going to happen here is it'll work with the existing stat system. So like you and I have our own stat system that we use.
Right.
But we can also tie that in. And we don't know how they're going to do that yet. So you're going to have to go to Clisto.fm/beta to get signed up. It's C-A-L-L-I-S-T-O. .fm/beta. Put your email address in there and you'll get on the list and they will.
I would do that sooner than later because there'll be a point in some time, I'm sure, where that beta thing's going to.
Yeah, and I think they're a couple months away from launching, and but they basically want everyone that wants to get involved.
That seems like a good opportunity.
Yeah, to get signed up. So.
This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.